Well, good morning to you. Welcome back to the God School. Today, I want to talk about two words. I want to talk about faith, and I want to talk about righteousness. Now, the word being translated faith in the New Testament, Greek, the word is pistuo, pistuo. And without a secular definition, the general definition of the word pistuo is action based upon belief, sustained by confidence, A, B, C. That's Greek. In the Old Testament, Hebrew, there are two primary words that are translated belief, trust. These words, first word is batach, and the picture language of the Hebrew explains or defines batach by leaning on a staff with your whole weight, with the expectation that the staff is able to hold you up. The other word in the Hebrew is hasa, and it has to do, the picture again, has to do with running to the shelter of a mother bird's wings or the shelter of a rock with the expectation that under her wings or under the rock, you will be protected. Back to the Greek, the definition action based upon belief sustained by confidence tells us that we cannot live without faith. When you get up in the morning, you don't expect that your feet are going to hit the ceiling, your feet are going to hit the floor. The question, the relevant question is, where does your faith, what is the object of your faith? You know, we drive down, I've given this analogy several times. We drive down the road and we come to an intersection with red and green lights, and we drive through a green light with the expectation that those facing the red light will stop. That's faith. You're going through by faith. I've also given the example of you can look at a chair and you can shake the chair, handle the chair, look at it very closely, and say, you know, I believe that that chair will hold me if I plant my fanny on it. But you don't have faith until you plant your fanny on it. Now, the scripture says, to every man, a measure of faith is given. In the economy of God, everyone has the opportunity to choose as the object of their faith God, His Word, His promises, and live on those promises. The promise of Scripture is, if we place our faith in God, God will count it as righteousness. Now, that brings us to the next word I said I want to talk about, and that word is righteousness. It has several forms in the New Testament. However, they are all the root of all the words, rightness, righteousness, righteousifying, justifying, just, justification, that all their roots are dikai roots in the Greek. They all have the dikai in them. Dikai usinain, dikai uu, on and on. Dr. Scott, when he would say, the word justify means just like, well, okay, I'm not going to argue with that, but I think that another and as effective, if not more effective, understanding of the word righteous or righteousness is this. It has to do with right standing before God. Think on this. Righteousness. Right standing before God. Now, we're in a time where it appears as though, because of recent events, a revival might be coming. My hope is the revival comes, that does come, is coming from God, like our faith is coming from God, like righteousness is coming from God, and not someplace else. I want to now turn to some scriptures. Start out in Romans 1:16. The Apostle Paul says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, the good news of Christ, for it is, that is what the gospel is, the power of God unto salvation, to everyone that is," King James says, "believeth." No, to everyone that is faithing. To the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein, where? In the gospel. For therein is a righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, King James, "The just shall live by faith." Let's do some wordplay here. I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for therein, in the gospel, there is a right standing of God revealed from faith to faith, from pistuo to piston. Pistuo is in the genitive case. That's what we generate. That is that which comes from God unto every man, a measure of faith is given. To piston, that is in the grammar of the Greek, in the accusative case, it's that faith is done to us. When we generate faith, God adds his faith. What, we'll get into what faith is at. As it is written, the ones with right standing before God shall live by faith. Pistis, the verb, fact. Let's go to some more of Romans. Romans 3:21. But now, the righteousness of God, that is, that God gives us right standing before himself, without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. I've taught on this before, but I'll give it a quick shot. Witnessed by the law, that's evidence of Moses, and by the prophets, that's Elijah, that's who Jesus met on the mountain of transfiguration. They came and witnessed to him. In witness of him. Chapter 22, verse 3. Even the righteousness of God, which is by, King James, faith of Jesus Christ, I was taught by, I think, the greatest teacher of Scripture that I've ever encountered, that in the Greek, there's a definite article by inference, which is by the faith of Jesus Christ, unto all, and upon all them that are faithing. Not belief. Belief is just an assent of the mind. It's only one of three ingredients in the understanding of that word, faith. What's this revealed from faith to faith, piston? It is by the faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all the ones faithing. For all sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's my condition. That is your condition, whoever you are that might be listening today. That's the condition of all of mankind. We were born under sin, out of fellowship with God, but through Jesus Christ, through the faith of Jesus Christ and what Jesus did, we can and do, if we are acting on God's promises, which is another definition of faith, have, right now, have fellowship with God again. Being justified freely, being having right standing before God freely by his, by God's grace, through the redemption, that is the price paid, that is in Christ Jesus. Whom God has set forth to be a propitiation. The word in the Greek being translated here, propitiation, is hilasterion. I'm missing so many messages for this, but I'm going to continue. That is, whom God has set, Jesus, whom God has set before his face to be the place where God meets us through faith in his blood, his life, to declare his righteousness, that is God's righteousness, for the remission of the sins that are past through the forbearance of God. God, in the Old Testament, was forbearing of his children, knowing, having confidence, having faith that what Jesus had promised to do before the foundation of the world, when the question was raised, you know, if we're going to make man in our image, what if they misuse it? And Jesus said, if they do, I'll stand in. And with that promise of Jesus, God, through his confidence in the faithfulness of his Son, for he did forbear the sins of the past. 26th verse, to declare, I say, at this time, his righteousness, that is God's, that he might be righteous and the righteous of fire of him which is believing in, faithing in Jesus. Where's the boasting then? What is this saying? It's saying that God and his Son Jesus Christ, doing his Father's will, has put us who are faithing in right standing again with God our Father. And Paul has, having declared this, says, where's the boasting then? It's excluded. By what law? Of works? No. But the law of faith. Now, second chapter of Ephesians tells us, by grace, unmerited favor, are ye saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, lest any man should boast. What is all this saying? It's saying the glory, the power, the work, the grace is all of God to those who have put their faith, put their confidence, put their action. With the heart man believeth, with the mouth declaration is made unto salvation. Put their mouth to claiming the promises of God when they find themselves in a circumstance that is contrary to what God has promised. I can't remember to who I should give attribution to for this statement. But one teacher in the church said, don't be proud of your faith. Don't take pride in your faith. Don't boast in your faith. Your faith, which puts you in right standing before God, is a gift of God. It is the faith of Jesus Christ. That's the accusative of faith to faith in Romans 1:17. Paul goes on to say, therefore we conclude that a man is put in right standing before God by faith without the deeds of the law. 30th verse of that third chapter, seeing it is one God which shall justify the circumcision by faith and the uncircumcision through faith, seeing it is one God which will put in right standing the circumcision by faith and the uncircumcision through faith. Jump to the fourth chapter of Romans. What shall we say then? That Abraham our father, as pertaining to the flesh, is found. For if Abraham were in right standing before God by works, then he has whereof to boast, but not before God. For what saith the Scriptures? In the Greek it says, Abraham faithed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. The Greek word being translated counter here is logisomai. Logos, word, God spoke. Logisomai. It has more to do with fact than supposition. God spoke, and nothing became everything. God speaks right standing before him to those who are faithing. Now to him, to continue on, fourth verse, now to him that worketh, the reward's not reckoned, same word logisomai, of grace, but of debt. Oh God, you owe me. Look at what I've done. I don't care how good you think you are. I don't care how good people think you are. It's not of works. God doesn't owe any of us anything, but he is gracious. Gracious. Continue on. But to him that worketh not, but is faithing on him that is putting in right standing the ungodly, the one faithing, his faith is counted, again, logitomai, for righteousness. And that word righteousness here is again in the accusative case. It's being done to the one faithing. Verse Jump to the 24th verse of that same fourth chapter of Romans. Well, let's go up to the 21st verse. And being fully persuaded that, I would like to even add there, a man had no doubt that what he, God, had promised, he was able to perform. And therefore it was imputed. Again, the word is logizomai, fact, not supposition, to him for right standing before God. Now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed fact, not supposition to him, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed fact, if we faith on him. That raised up Jesus, our Lord, from the dead, who was raised, who was delivered for our offenses. And raised for our right standing. What started all this with you, Don? Well, somebody, I'll always give God the credit, but it was this verse, Galatians 2:16, knowing that a man is not just a Paul, arguing with James, with the crowd that came from James, where they wouldn't eat. They were eating with the Gentiles till those who came from James showed up. And then they dissimulated. They removed themselves from the quote-unquote sinners, not realizing they were sinners as well. Paul is had it with him, and he's telling Peter, not the first pope, Peter, knowing that a man is not righteousified, is not put in right standing before God by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we have been faithing in Christ, because that's what faith does. God puts Christ in us, and he puts us in Christ, chosen out for himself in Christ before the worlds were formed. God, all glory to you, Father. Oh. Even we are faithing. It's a participial word, faithing. It's a continual life of faith, faithing in Christ, in Jesus Christ, that we might have right standing before God by the faith of Christ. Not my faith, folks, but that which is done to me and to you. As we generate faith, God adds the faith of Jesus Christ to us, that we might have right standing before God by the faith of Christ and not by the works of the law, for by the works of the law shall no flesh have right standing with God. Go to Galatians 3. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. He took all our iniquities upon himself and carried them away, Isaiah tells us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. But the scripture has concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ, the faith of Jesus Christ, might be given to them that are faithing. But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up unto the faith which should afterwards be revealed. Wherefore the law was a schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, our hope, that we might have right standing before God by faith, by the faith of Jesus. Wherefore the law our schoolmaster. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. We're drawing to a conclusion. I'm going to leave you with a couple more thoughts, a couple more verses of scripture. I hope you get in the context of this relationship we are having with God our Father and with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, both the faithfulness of God and the faithfulness of Jesus is what is bringing us into right standing before God. But of him, 1 Corinthians 1:30 says, But of God are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. This is God's work. This is God's work. Let us boast in God. That's where my boast is. I hope all those participating in the God school continue in the faith with the understanding it is God that gives us faith, and it's God that gives us the amen of Jesus Christ, that is, Jesus had no doubt that if he did what he did, that God would raise him up. We also should have that same amen state of mind, that is, no doubt. God and all his promises, and in Jesus, for all the promises of God are in Jesus Christ, yea, and in him where God has placed the Father. Amen. And that's the God School for today.